a man who brought in toward the North American Aerospace Defense Command's NORAD yearly occasion sent a following system, wished President Biden and First Woman Jill Biden a Merry Christmas on Friday, prior to saying, "We should go, Brandon," a motto that has become famous among allies of previous President Trump as a hidden affront toward Biden. A dad, recognized as Jared, called into the NORAD line and had a concise discussion with Biden. He was approaching sake of his four kids, as indicated by CNN. "Indeed, I genuinely want to believe that you have a great Christmas," Biden told the man. "Better believe it. I genuinely want to believe that you all have an awesome Christmas also. Happy holidays and we shall go, Brandon," the man said. "How about we go, Brandon?" "I concur," Biden reacted. "Guest. Happy holidays and let's go, Brandon." Biden gives up, Brandon, "I concur." The motto became a web sensation following an October NASCAR occasion. During a meeting later the occasion, a NBC sports journalist erroneously said the group was reciting, "How about we go, Brandon," on the side of NASCAR driver Brandon Brown, when in fact they could be heard behind the scenes reciting "F Joe Biden." Driving figures on the right, including some GOP legislators, have since taken on the motto as a method for censuring Biden. Last month, Vermont's Republican Party planned a "How about we go, Brandon" rally in the city of Brandon, VT. The gathering said caps, t-shirts and guard stickers would be offered to fundraise for the state party. The party likewise said a portion of the returns would go to the Brandon region's emergency food shelf. In October, the Trump lobby dispatched an email offering t-shirts that read, "How about we go, Brandon," to people who gave essentially $45. You've most likely heard it being recited any place devoted Americans get together. Well now, President Trump has put America's beloved new expression on a custom shirt. Believe it or not, President Trump has recently approved the arrival of his shiny new restricted release "Let's Go Brandon" shirts, the email read, partially. Brown and NASCAR, notwithstanding, have both attempted to separate themselves from the motto. The driver told the New York Times for an article distributed recently that he has zero longing to be associated with legislative issues. "Our entire route is, you need to speak to everyone, since, with everything taken into account, everyone is a customer," Brown added. NASCAR President Steve Phelps last month said the motorsports bunch doesn't have any desire to connect ourselves with legislative issues, the left, or the right. Friday's episode came as the Bidens were participating in the White House custom of bringing in NORAD to see where Santa's. Prior in the day, the main couple went to the Children's National Hospital to visit with hospitalized kids and their families and read a Christmas story. The Hill connected with the White House for input.